Do not disturb on iOS. There is always a need for a quiet time, a time to unplug and read a book or take a nap, without the distraction of constant notifications. This is where Do Not Disturb comes to the rescue. When you want that peaceful time, just toggle it on or set it to a schedule. When Do Not Disturb is enabled on your iOS device, a crescent moon will appear in the top right side alongside all your other status icons. To get to Do Not Disturb settings on your iOS device, go to Settings, Do Not Disturb. At the top, you will have an option to toggle it on or off, which you can also do from Control Center by swiping up from the bottom of your screen and clicking on the moon. To turn it off, flip the switch in Settings or tap the Control Center shortcut. Under that option, you can set it to a preferred schedule. Once enabled, a from and to times fields will appear, which you can change by tapping on it and scrolling through to your selected time. Furthermore, you can now edit how phone calls come through, with your options being everyone, no one, or favorites, or choose a contact group of people. The last option is repeated calls, which will allow the phone call of someone who has called twice to get through. Do not disturb while driving. The last group of options is Do Not Disturb While Driving, which is a great new feature added with iOS 11. Do Not Disturb While Driving is a limited form of Do Not Disturb. Phone calls will use the same settings as regular Do Not Disturb. Messages will still come through but not notify you. Instead, give you the option to send an optional auto reply, which I will explain later, and timers and alarms will still go off. You can choose how to let your phone know that you are driving by changing the activate setting. Your options are automatically, which will automatically enable once your phone has detected quick movement, when connected to car Bluetooth, which will automatically enable once your iPhone connects to your car's Bluetooth enabled radio. That being the case, this option only works on a car that has Bluetooth and your iPhone automatically connects to it. The last option is manually, which you will have to toggle on and off in Control Center before and after driving. If interested in using this feature, Do Not Disturb While Driving, I would recommend that you use the automatically option due to the fact that it does not require Bluetooth car radio, like when connected to a car Bluetooth, and you don't have to remember to enable it and disable it like the manual option. If enabled while you're the passenger, you can easily disable it by clicking the home button and answer the question, "Are you sure you're not driving?" or dismiss the notification with "I'm not driving."